It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. We've got John Five with us on the show tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. We're here to talk about your new release, John Five and the Creatures. They've got a new live album out called It's Alive. There's a tour running through late April. And, you know, again, it's alive. It's a live album. Live albums have defined so many great artists in all genres of music. What affected you most about your favorite live albums?
Well, you know, live albums were a really, really big thing. They were, you know, back in the day when I was growing up, it was a really huge thing for a live album to come out. And I remember it. I was like, wow, this is great. Because a lot of people that couldn't get to the concert were kind of like, oh, okay, well, the next best thing is kind of a, you know, live record. And it was exciting for everybody. And now what I did and how I came about this, we were in Sellersville, Pennsylvania, doing our thing just like we always do, setting up and, you know, getting everything ready. And the sound guy said, hey, do you want to record the show? And we were like, yeah, of course. And he said, okay, you know, it'll be, you know, whatever, $100 or something. So ridiculous. And I was like, absolutely. And I've always loved live records. I always wanted to make one. And this was a perfect opportunity because, you know, we weren't hauling all this recording gear with us by any means. And you have to have a certain crew for recording a live record. I mean, it's a really big ordeal. And we kind of just said, all right, let's really kind of concentrate, look at each other, and we'll explain to the crowd what's going on so they're not like, hey, why are you guys, you know, not paying attention to the crowd? And I say this on the record. I'm like, sorry, we're not jumping around. You know, we're recording tonight. And I'm telling you, the record came out so great, and I'm so proud of it. I was so proud of it that I had to put it out. And that's, it kind of came about by accident, but that's what made it so special. It really, really made it special that it came out so well. And, you know, yes, did I want the crowd to sound louder? Did I want the crowd to be bigger? All that stuff. But that's just how it is. It's completely live because we didn't have the technology, you know, to beef anything up. You know, we kind of just mixed it and that was it. But that's what a live record is. And, you know, it came out so well. I was so happy. I'm just like, yes.
Rob Zombie guitarist John Five with us tonight. His new album, It's Alive, is out now. I'm going to be giving away a vinyl copy of it, along with tickets to a sold-out show at the Whiskey later on in the evening. It's John Five and the Creatures with Season of the Witch on Whiplash. Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, John Five with us on the show tonight. We're talking about John Five and the Creatures' new release, a live album called It's Alive, and it captures the spontaneity of a live performance. What's your greatest strength when it comes to that environment of playing on stage for an audience?
Oh boy, you know, with this show, with my instrumental thing, it's very, 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 very stressful when you hear the record because there's so much going on. It's just like if you ever watched people riding bikes, like a race, and if one guy falls and everybody falls, that's kind of how it is with our shows. You know, if someone misses something, it can all go to hell because there's so much going on. So it is pretty stressful, but we do have a lot of fun and we do so many shows in a row. What we try to do, and we play a little game with ourselves, we try to make it so perfect because it is so complicated. We try to make it so perfect. So we play like a little game, you know, every night to see how perfect we can get it. And that's a great way to do it, just, you know, with recording the live record. So we were prepared for that too.
John 5 is with us tonight. We're talking about his new album, John 5 and the Creatures. It's Alive. It's a live album, and it's out now. John is out on the It's Alive tour and has a sold-out show at the Whiskey on April 6th, where he's going to have a ton of great guests like Ace Frehley, Nikki Sixx, Scott Ian, and Sebastian Bach. I've got tickets for you to get into this sold-out show. Plus, I've got a copy of the album, music from Slayer, and more with John 5 still to come. Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, we've got John 5 on the show with us tonight. And we're talking about John 5 and the Creatures' new live album out. It's called It's Alive. And some of the greatest live albums are purely live recordings. Others have been enhanced. Where do you stand on whether or not a live album should be enhanced?
Well, if, you know, if someone's string breaks or if a snare drum breaks or something like that, or if the mic goes out, yeah, fix those things. You know, that those are things you can't do anything about. Now, here's the drag with the live record we recorded. If anything happened like that, we would have had to just cut the song because we didn't have a second chance. We had one chance. We had one shot, you know, and that was it. It was like we didn't have any, because some bands record their whole tour, and we didn't have that luxury. You know, we just had one shot. So luckily it happened. We didn't break any strings or nothing really went wrong. I mean, there's some mistakes, but I'm not going to say to anyone what they are because people probably wouldn't know. You know, after a show, when people are like, oh, I missed this, or I did that, or I did that. And I always say, listen, the crowd will never know unless they're going through this stuff with a fine-tooth comb, which maybe they will, and they'll be like, oh, I found it. But, you know, it's going to be rare if they do.
John 5 is with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. And right now I've got new music for you off Breaking Benjamin's upcoming album, Ember, which is coming out April 13th. It's Feed the Wolf on Whiplash. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, John 5 with us on the show tonight, talking about your new live album, It's Alive, and of course a live album, and you're touring to support it, just like bands used to tour live albums when you were a kid. Why is it important to you to continue that tradition?
Well, you know, that's a great question because I never understood why bands don't support their live record. They put a lot of work into it, and you know, a lot of bands just put out a live record maybe for Christmas or something like that and just say, here's your live record. But you know, what I remember back in the day is when a band put out a live record, it was a huge thing, and there was always a tour behind it. The Kiss Alive 2 tour, the Kiss Alive tour, you know, anything like that. Frampton Comes Alive. They all did tours for these records. And it was a big deal, and people loved it. You know, maybe that's why live records aren't as big as they used to be, you know, because they're not really supporting them as much as they do a normal release. But I thought to myself, hey, I'm really proud of this. Let's go support it. Let's go do everything and celebrate it. And that's what we're going to be doing.
John 5 with us talking about his new album, It's Alive. I'm going to be giving away a vinyl copy of it along with tickets to see John 5 and the Creatures on April 6th at the Whiskey. Sold out show, by the way. John is going to be picking music. It's all coming up on Whiplash. It's Whiplash 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, John 5 with us on the show tonight. And you're an accomplished guitarist, a banjo player, and mandolin player. What other instruments do you have an urge to someday learn and incorporate into your music?
Well, I really love multi-instrumentalists, and that comes from the countryside. A lot of country artists play so many different instruments, and I really always thought that was so impressive to me. Because I would talk to certain musicians and they're like, yeah, I play, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And when I was in Katy Lang, there was this musician that came, joined the tour, and his name was Larry Campbell. And I was so in awe of this guy. I remember he came on board to play pedal steel and fiddle. And I was so impressed by this. And he would play pedal steel beautifully, just wonderful. And then he would play fiddle, just amazing. Then he would play mandolin and banjo and guitar. And I was like, oh my God. But the guy always practiced. Now, I practice a lot. I play guitar a lot. But this guy did it more than I did. And I was like, wow, this guy is like, because he would be in the bus, in the bathroom, playing fiddle. Or he would be in, you know, the bathroom playing mandolin. It was really impressive. So that's why I really loved multi-instrumentalists. Because it's just like if you or I started speaking all these different languages. Hey, Jackie, let's now do the interview in French. And then you answer in Japanese.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, and that would be impressive, you know? And that's how he was with the instruments.
John Five with us on Whiplash tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. And hey, right now, a new tune from A Perfect Circle. Their new album has finally been announced. It's called Eat the Elephant. It's coming out on April 20th. And here's a tune you'll find on that album. It's Talk Talk on Whiplash. It's Whiplash 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. John Five is my guest on the show tonight. John Five and the Creatures have a new live album out called It's Alive. And work began last summer on a new Rob Zombie album. What's the schedule for that and a tour to support it?
I'm so excited for this record. I just was with Rob last night. We went out to dinner. And I don't say this. A lot of bands say this about their records, but I do not. But I'm going to say it right now about this record. This is by far Rob's best record, White Zombie. Rob Zombie, this is his Sgt. Pepper's for sure. This is the best record he's done. And he agrees. And I don't say that. I don't say that. All bands say that about their new records. But I am saying that about this record. It is phenomenal. I don't know when it's coming out. And I, but hopefully very soon. But I haven't heard anything yet. We are still just putting the finishing touches on it, but it is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm so excited about it.
Awesome. So, I mean, you don't know if it might be this year?
I don't know. You know, I hope so. Because it's such an important record. It's so great. We want to be very careful with everything.
Of course, you want to take your time with it. That makes sense. Awesome. Well, looking forward to hearing more about that. And good luck with the new John Five and the Creatures record. Again, it's called It's Alive. It's out now, and you can see the band out on the road through late April. Thank you so much for being on the show, and I'll see you again real soon.
Thank you so much.
And hey, as promised, I want to give away a vinyl copy of John Five and the Creatures' new album, It's Alive. It's out now, and I also want to give you a pair of tickets to see the sold-out whiskey show on April 6th. So we'll give all of that to caller 20 right now at 800-955-KLOS, vinyl furnished by John Five, tickets furnished by the whiskey, and 800-955-KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging for another edition of Whiplash. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And Facebook, it's Full Metal Jackie 666. And you can check out the Whiplash page at 955KLOS.com. Fraser Smith is coming up next, leaving you off this evening with Anthrax. See ya.